Call Weekend Breakfast now on 011
883 0702.
Right, we've got Dr. Corin Varady on the line. We're talking about maths, the sorry state of affairs when it comes to maths in this country, and how we can make maths more interesting for our kids. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the current state of education, particularly when it comes to STEM subjects in South Africa.
Look, I mean, I think there is a crisis. I think part of the crisis is that we're so focused on pass rates, particularly when it comes to STEM subjects and maths and the sciences, in particular. But the greater crisis, I think, is that we're not seeing a push through right to higher education and the creation of high qualified individuals in this country. And while we have that, we've got students who aren't able to integrate or to engage with a digital economy, which is becoming a more pressing issue, as we see with all sorts of things in infrastructure in our country, engineering jobs, science jobs. So this concept of shortcutting maths and science is really becoming a great challenge.
And why is it proving to be so hard in this country? What's going wrong?
Look, I think there are a lot of pressing issues, and I think there's lots of fires that are being put out. The pandemic has no doubt exacerbated that, but there were certainly challenges with maths and science prior to this. And there was a movement away from saying, look, if we're not performing very well in maths and science, then perhaps maybe we should allow students to not do those subjects. I have a different story to you, Jade, in that my parents are actually fantastic at maths and science, and I wasn't so great in school. So different to you and your children. But I still undertook those subjects because it was really important for my critical thinking skills, and my parents maybe saw that before I did. And so there's a responsibility that's beyond just teachers in making sure that our students are prepared to take on the world. And that is from us as a community, as a society, and as parents, to understand that maths and science may not be the top subjects that your students are achieving at, but they are certainly important because they give those higher order thinking processes that we're going to need later on in life.
All right. How do you excite kids about maths? How do you make maths more palatable to those who don't get it and understand it?
There's been a movement, I don't know if everybody and your listeners know that there's sort of maths, and then there's maths literacy that's come out. Now, that's the creation of a version of mathematics that's practical, and the department has seen is more palatable. Look, I have my own personal thoughts around it. I think that, you know, mathematics in and of itself is designed after many years that we've all gone through to try and develop some of those problem-solving skills and analytical skills. So I think it's less about curriculum reform. I think it is around how do we make sure that our teachers are supported to be the engagers of mathematics. They don't need to be experts. I think we've got to move away from this concept that every single teacher must be a content master in and of their own right, because there are so many resources out there now that are fun, that are engaging, that teachers can facilitate. So can a history, geography, or physical education, the life orientation teacher teach mathematics? Well, I say absolutely if they're a great teacher, because we've got resources that can then engage your child to be able to take on mathematics. So we shouldn't be scared around, well, have I got a great maths teacher or not? Because we're no longer in this century of the sage on the stage. We actually are integrated because of technology, and then because we have these kind of open and progressive classrooms.
Well, that's good. That's important, this diversification, because many older teachers are heading into retirement now. So we have to get this right.
Absolutely. I mean, teacher shortage is a major issue. And then on top of that, we then have teacher competency and teacher subject matter areas. And where are teachers going? And unfortunately, because we're allowing maths and science to slip in our general basic education, it means we're going to see that as an even greater shortage in our teachers. And so we really do need to get to an acceptance that we may not have lots of science and maths teachers who is coming out with that expertise from university, but they have the expertise in teaching and learning. They're two different things. And so a great teacher, as you mentioned, your teacher, and the strictness, and she may have had great maths but not great teaching style. Well, what I'm saying is that I think if we have great teachers with fantastic teaching style, we can fill that gap in terms of subject matter knowledge. And that will help us with the shortages that we're currently facing and that we're going to see in the next 10 to 15 years.
First mathematical conundrum is the 30%. We've got to get over that one, don't we? That 30% is not a good figure. We've got to aim a lot higher than that. If we want to get our kids over and above the 50s, 60s, you know, excelling, tell us a little bit more about the what's available out there and how they access those apps or what you can find on YouTube.
Absolutely. So I think the first thing is that we have to be striving for a culture of excellence. Mm-hmm. And we do so in corporate speak, so, you know, and organizational speak, we'd always be talking about excellence. At the moment, in the basic education space, we are just striving for pass. So I think that needs to change. And I think parents need to be informed. We've got a majority of the population that are just simply not aware of the wonderful resources that are out there. And you know, a basic Google search, but with a very specific limitation around making sure that it is aligned to CAPS, which is the South African national curriculum, that there are resources that have been provided out there that students can get access to. The government is actually implementing programs, and they are coming in the next few years. So I think we will see that change in terms of how technology and public sector work together. But I think that parents can take on that responsibility to try and source additional resources for their child instead of saying, well, you know, look, I've looked at my student's report. If they're getting 30% or 40%, obviously not achieving, therefore I'm going to pull them out of the subject. We need to persist and actually remediate rather than short-circuiting this and saying, look, actually, let's just take maths and science out of the equation.
And if you fall in love, when you do fall in love with maths and science, what's open to you?
I never fell in love with maths and science. And, you know, but what I did was I realized in my first year of business school, if I had not done mathematics at the level that I did, I would not have coped. I would have dropped out. And that's what we're seeing, is that if we don't make sure that we've got students who you don't necessarily need to fall in love with it, but you need to understand it's a critical tool for what we're seeing at the moment, and a digital economy or what a labor market is requiring of us. So take it on with the idea that, you know, a scientific methodology is fascinating. The concept of creating a hypothesis and then solving it, it's problem solving. You know, so even though you may not love the concept of burning magnesium, or you're not really interested in the chemistry or physics behind it, you know, the processes and the thinking skills as being part of the reason that you're doing this. So that's going to help you later in life. And I can't stress to students enough that that's critical to making sure that they're ready for the labour market and for higher education.
If anyone wants to get in touch with you for a bit of help, a bit of direction, what should they do?
Please, if they just want to email us at info@ideaonline.com, we'd be more than happy to assist them.
Corin Verratti, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.